We had a lot of rain around here, and we were worrying about an old friend of the show with all the local flooding. So let's open the door and do a welfare check on Marge.
Hi, George.
It's George's old swim coach.
George.
Hello, Marge. Get right up there to the microphone.
This one right here.
Yeah, your chair's a little muddy.
Or do I face away from the microphone?
No, turn the microphone. Into the microphone.
Oh, into the microphone. Okay.
What's up with all the mud on the chair?
Well, my home has been underwater for about 3 weeks now.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Trinity water level's rather high.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish we could save all that water.
Yeah, we've been having lots of rain, and so I have to sleep with a 10-foot straw in my mouth because my home is underwater.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why don't you go to a shelter?
I don't know. I can hardly think with all the water. I'm just so waterlogged. I woke up on Monday with a gator chewing off my diabetic toes.
Look at that down there.
Can you see?
We got gators down there?
Yeah, I'm missing a few toes. Oh, look, there's a baby gator still attached to the pinky toe.
Marge,
isn't that sweet?
It's not sweet. You're a mess. You need help.
It's been hell on me, George. I have had to tread water for over 20 hours before I could find a branch to grab.
Oh.
That's how long it's gone sometimes.
That's terrible.
But it's really built up my upper body strength.
I can see why.
Yeah, my cardiovascular has never been more healthy.
Well, that's good.
Due to the flooding of my shanty.
That's silver lining, I guess.
Silver lining. I tell you who I could really use down there to help me swim. Maybe I could grab onto his back as he swam the Trinity back and forth with incredible stamina. And that's this one right here, George Dunham.
Oh.
You were the most talented of all the swimmers I've ever coached, George.
You didn't coach me.
I didn't. You were Michael Phelps times two.
Wow.
No, I wasn't.
At least in the area of that crazy man-monkey meat department you have down there.
Marge! Please.
Oh, my gosh, non-George. You would not believe how endowed Giorgio is.
I never knew this.
In fact, the first time I saw him in his swimming costume all those years ago, I accused him of shoplifting a pineapple. It was huge.
It never happened. It never happened.
He was in high school. You shouldn't have been looking at
him. I know I shouldn't, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah, you should have been up
your
on charges.
Your crotch had a tractor beam.
All right.
It looked like you'd stuffed a squirming raccoon down your shorts.
Okay.
You had some grooming issues,
all
but
right.
The thing was definitely alive.
Jeez.
I have a favor to ask for you, and that is the cause for the occasion of my visit.
Okay.
Can I come live with you, George? Please?
Sounds like she needs a place to stay.
I just need a dry place to stay.
Well, there's plenty of places down here in the city of Dallas.
I know you're an empty nester now, George. You've got room.
Well,
you got an empty nest there. At least that's what I've observed from the edge of the wood that leads to your acreage.
I think there's, Craig's closer. He's closer to the Trinity than I am.
I have to admit, sometimes I loiter on the edge of that wood.
Well, that's weird.
Just watching your life.
That's
I
really
watch
weird.
You guys as you celebrate Christmas every night.
Oh, no.
That's
so
that.
Sad.
I like watching you get out of your gold-plated F-150 after work.
It's not gold-plated.
And walking into the house you've constructed for your massage team.
All right, you're making up some details here, but that's really creepy.
Things seem to be going pretty well for you, George.
You've got room for her, George.
Looks like this whole ticket thing is going to work out.
Yeah, maybe. We've been around for a while.
I just wish you'd let me erect a tarp behind the wood pile near your private barbecue restaurant.
That's all she's asking.
That's all I'm asking.
I think Dallas County would be better for you.
It's such a beautiful setting where you've built.
Oh, well, thanks.
I love all the wildlife you have out there.
Yeah?
The other day I spotted a beautiful snake on your helipad.
I don't have a helipad.
Right across the helipad.
We do have snakes.
You have ample room to put her up, George.
And then last week, I saw a beautiful painted bunting near your unicorn stable.
There's no such thing.
Such excess.
I have one additional favor from you, George, that I'd like to ask for.
What's that, Marge?
Do you mind not having your guard shoot me off the compost pile while I'm feeding?
Feeding?
I don't have guards. They wouldn't do something like that.
I'll be waiting right outside in my... I'll be the one in the mud-covered wheelchair outside the studio in case you change your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least give that wheelchair a tune-up for her.
Please, George.
Sounds like a little rusty.
It's got a little mud on it.
If you let me sleep under a top behind your woodpile, I have a baby gator I can give to you.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Nice little pet. If I can wiggle him off of here.
No, that's okay.
Here he is right here, George.
Oh, my God. That
He's
is
the
a
one room. I'm holding with the toe in his mouth.
Yes.
Gross.
Bye, George.
Bye. We'll see you.
Bye, Marge.
There goes Marge, the swim coach.